Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
They said reuniting it feels so good. That's what I heard. Yeah. A lot of that's going on down, man. There's so much to talk about. Yeah. Ah, written in the stone. Remind me, you remember when Michael Jordan retired and the first time he retired, and the only thing he faxed in all of the media throughout the world with two words, I'm back.
What?
And we heard that yesterday from that one camp, Newton. Let me tell you, it was incredible. I mean, he was to Auburn, and it's kind of hard, but, you know, for me to pull for him, no, early on. But I'll tell you right now, if you was a Carolina Panthers fan and you was in place when Cam came in the game on the goal line, first time you touched the ball, you know, crazy things happen, touchdown. The second time you touched the ball, touchdown. It was incredible. Let's hear the touchdown run when you first came in. Let's hear that right now. It's just incredible. I mean, I can't make it up. I really can't.
McCaffrey swings out of the backfield, wide to the right. Newton's going to run right. In the grass, breaks a tackle. McCaffrey, Newton, everybody celebrating. Touchdown right side.
First play, a touchdown. Cam Newton.
He's got his helmet off and he's pumped.
Oh, my God. What theater.
Oh, he got it
here in the desert.
Wow. Get him, Cam. I was at the cigar shop. Grown men standing up cheering like we were at the game. It was crazy.
The oppressed have returned.
It was the who?
Oppressed.
Oh, okay. It was incredible, man.
Get him, Cam.
If we're going to be critical, I mean, it was just a basic play. But it was Cam Newton coming off the fact that, you know, they didn't want to sign him. They didn't want to sign him initially, so they let him go. They brought Teddy Bridgewater and gave him $63 million contract. They traded him. Then they had a chance to get Justin Fields and some other quarterbacks. Didn't do that. Then they had the answer with Sam Darnold. Brought him in.
All
of a sudden, Old Faithful showed up. I'm going back to Old Faithful. Somebody that I know. And I had to tell you, man, it was impressive. It was exciting. And if you didn't get excited about that, then something wrong with you. We said here on the show on Friday, if anything, it makes you, the signing of Cam Newton makes you want to at least watch him. Hell, prior to that, I'm like, nobody cared about the damn Panthers. Now, the good Christian, CMC in the lineup makes a big difference too, because he can play. Christian McCaffrey is straight up baller, but Cam came in first time, touched the ball, touchdown. The second time, he threw one, and it sounded like this. It's incredible, man. It was just amazing.
Newton with Hubbard just in front of him and to his right. Line splits not too tight. Newton trucking right, throwing right. Anderson, touchdown, Carolina Panthers. What an exquisitely timely, gorgeous, righteous football play.
That's amazing.
Gorgeous, timely, righteous football play. It was righteous.
What?
It was righteous football play, Mac.
Man. Best part about the whole thing is at the end, David Tepper's wife
gave him a big
hug.
And a kiss on the cheek.
I said, look at Cam back in the family.
So the thing is, I bet his wife had something to do with it. You better call Cam. Stop playing around.
You better get ego. You checked the receipts from last weekend's game?
That's right.
You checked the receipts?
I'm trying to get we got to pay for that new house we got in Jamaica.
You know you don't like to lose money, so you better want to check those receipts.
But no, it was just incredible. Again, the Panthers, by the way, the Panthers did win the football game.
Convincingly, by the way.
I mean, very.
You think Kyler Murray matters?
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think Kyler Murray matters.
But he had a great view on the sideline.
He sure did. He sure did.
He called a great game.
Yeah, yes.
He called a great game for the sideline.
His ankle must be really injured, because this is the second game that he was out.
So, yeah, it's not good.
And Colt McCoy, obviously, he went back to being Colt McCoy of old.
Yeah. He looked like Washington football team Colt McCoy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he got hurt during the game, too.
I know. He got hurt, too, as well.
And DeAndre Hopkins didn't play either.
Yeah, D-Hop didn't play. It had a couple guys that were out.
I think A.J. Green was just off the COVID list as well.
Yeah, it was.
So they need those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like Tom Brady needs those three guys that he was missing. Goodwin and Gronk and A.B., all those guys was out. But, you know, hey, they got coaches, too. Got to step up. That's why you sign professional football players. Mm. All of them don't have to start, but they got to contribute, and that's what didn't happen. Obviously for the Cardinals, but it was a big time win. Christian McCaffrey had a total of 161 yards. Man, the Cardinals total yards was 169. Is that true? Seriously? How can you can't beat nobody playing like that?
Well, you beat yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You beat yourself, man. You can do that.
But it was amazing, and we're gonna get into some more of the NFL. I mean, good luck, bad luck, Monday, 919-890-6200.
You didn't mention the shot heard around the world?
The shot heard around the world.
You didn't hear that?
No. Maybe I should hear it now. What was the shot heard around the world?
Down goes Frazier. You didn't hear that when we took down the champ?
What champ was that?
Tampa Bay.
Oh! Okay.
So first of all,
nobody really cares about that.
Nobody cares Tom Brady lost?
That was fool's gold.
No one cares Tom Brady lost?
Fool's
gold. No one cares Tom Brady lost.
Win next week, then I care.
I mean, it's their third loss of the season, so it's not like we haven't seen it already.
Right.
I mean, but
like he's undefeated.
What have you done that no one else has?
Right.
But it's Tom Brady. Oh, okay.
I can't really talk because my team lost, but I'll yield to you.
No.
I thought
you beat Tom Brady, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Here's my point, though. Let me tell you how significant that was. I didn't know what the hell you're talking about.
I didn't have a clue.
I said maybe I missed something.
But that's the hate. That's the inner hate. That's all that is. That's all that is.
I thought you were talking about it was a great day for Charlotte when, of course, the Panthers won. Then the Charlotte Hornets won last night.
Yeah, they beat
that's
the
That's what
Golden
I thought you were talking
Warriors.
About,
yeah.
to be fair. Uh-huh. Nobody give a damn about the Washington football team beat Tom Brady.
Yeah, no one does.
Okay. Really, they don't. Okay. I'm sorry, they don't, Mac.
All right.
The only thing coming out of that game that matters is Chase Young probably tore his ACL.
Yeah, that's right.
All
right. Right. Yeah, talk about that.
That's not good, dude.
That ain't good.
Yeah, that ain't good. But that's okay. That's all right. I see how this is. I see how we're gonna be. See what you want to do. I mean, that's all right. I know Cam came back. I know
that
the Golden State Warriors went down.
That was a story. Came
okay,
back.
But nobody beat. I mean, I get it. I mean, I'll take a back seat to talk. I mean, to Cam coming back. I'll take that.
Okay. Let's endorse Cam back a little bit.
No, that's okay.
Let's hear from Taylor Heineke. Mm-mm. Heineke, what was his name?
No.
Who talks about his big win over Tampa Bay, the greatest team in America in the history of football. Let's take a listen.
Oh, great. I got a big cooler of Bud Lights waiting for me and the family. But it's great right now. The team feels great. Again, we've had a rough stretch. So to get a win like that against a really good opponent, it's good for us.
They interview him like he's the heir apparent. Like he's going to be there for 10 years running the football team.
Yeah, but you see how he was cool with it. He was like, yeah, you know, it was great. You know, a big team like that, that's a good win for us.
But
appreciate it.
I want to remind you guys one thing. Let's stay on Tom Brady and Tampa Bay just for a second. Then we're going to get into some more important things. We call Tom Brady the GOAT, right? Now, I love
some TB12. I don't call him the GOAT, but yeah.
I love Mr. TB12.
Yeah.
But you know, more I think about it, and the recent occurrences on the New England Patriots football team now, I think it's all about Bill Belichick, man. I think it's about, I told you, I said Matt Jones is going to be the next Tom Brady. Did I tell you this?
You said that.
I'm telling you, man. Maybe Tom's not as terrific as we thought he was. Now, he's a good player, but maybe the scheme, everything, the whole New England Patriots culture that they have up there allowed him to be so successful, K-Mac.
So who has been a significant talent been put with with Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots and have not been successful?
I mean, it's been a while. I didn't even know that. I mean.
Cam.
Yeah.
Cam was pretty successful until he got hurt. Or until he COVID-ed it or whatever happened to him. Right? He was doing all right. Then he got, you know, whatever happened to Cam last year. I don't know what I still can't figure out the story. Did his arm go back or was it his never recovered from COVID? I can't figure out what really happened to him.
Yeah, but yeah.
Because he was looking great. And then all of a sudden it was like after COVID, it was over.
Yeah.
But for the most part, everybody's been attached to Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots and during this era have been pretty successful.
So I think you're supporting my point I was trying to make.
Well, yeah, but because we all should probably recognize that just because Tom Brady's pretty good doesn't mean that he makes the team. Patrick Mahomes is pretty good, but you see what happens when others aren't contributing, not doing what they should be doing. Patrick Mahomes is just eh.
I just, yeah, and that's true, too. I was watching the game a little yesterday. Of course, New England 45, Cleveland 7 out there, you know, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
Odell Beckham, they got rid of him and all that stuff.
Who said wait the next week? That's right, you about to say that.
I said it.
You said wait the next week.
Yep.
Give me a couple of games.
That's
we'll
exactly
see.
What I said. And there you go.
Look at us now.
By the way, it's just something to think about. Okay, Tom Brady's great, but I'm just saying, hell, close your eyes and listen to the game. You think Tom Brady's still playing for New England? My point I'm making. Because Matt Jones was unbelievable.
And reality is, one of the things he told Bruce Arians, if you want to win, let's take what we did there and let's just do it here. We continue to win.
Right, right.
Which, guess what? It works.
Right. So we're going to follow that, though. I just, of course, I'm a Matt Jones fan. I've been there since he got drafted. But, you know, it was, some things changed, some things remained the same. Now, my esteemed colleague said something that was not true, DC.
Oh, really?
Pringley reminded me of that right after the game on late Saturday night.
What was that? See? Oh.
What?
Late Saturday night. What? Wake Forest wouldn't win another game?
That's exactly what you said.
Man, look.
That's exactly. And Mike Pringley told me.
Exactly right. And let me tell you, if you saw that game and you said, okay. And you walked away going, ooh, Wake Forest is back.
No?
Yeah. Wake Forest won't win another game. Yeah.
Thank you, DC.
Put it down.
You put that down, K-Man. What happened?
I was damn near right. There's no.
For Wake Forest? By the way, they started the field after they defeated NC State on Saturday 45-42.
No business. They had no business. NC State did what NC State does best.
Man, to be honest, I didn't get a chance to watch this game. I really about 2 minutes of the game. But you look at doggone Devin Leary had 408 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, but had a couple of INTs. Hartman had 290 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 3 INTs, run rush touchdown. So it was going back and forth.
Just as we expected.
Yeah.
They went, but offensively, well, I don't want to say offense. The defense for the Demon Deacons must have been listening to all the press clippings. Because they played as hard. I mean, they played as tough and hard as they could possibly play
okay.
against the Wolfpack. And on top of that, Wolfpack still had a chance to win. They could have won the game. Look, 3 different possessions in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason they should not have won the game.
But isn't it just like, isn't it NC State, though?
It's just it's classic. They laid it up on a platter for them.
So,
right there.
One prediction, I made 2 predictions. I said that Carolina's going to beat Wake Forest or NC State, and maybe both. They're not going to be NC State now. Because that's if NC State would have beat.
Does it even matter?
You
see what I'm saying?
No, it has to matter. They're embarrassed that they lost this game.
And they should be.
Yes.
They should be embarrassed.
Yes. They're embarrassed
because they were better than they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some Wake Forest fans said, well, they didn't win.
Wake Forest said, we played how many games? 9 games. We only lost 1. I think we're pretty damn good. So we have to ask LB this, or maybe we can figure it out. Maybe
ask some rankings. They'll tell you.
Tell me. So Wake Forest is in the driver's seat to go to Charlotte, correct?
They just need to win 1 of their last 2 games when they're in Charlotte.
So it's them or Pittsburgh. Is that true?
Well, Pittsburgh will be coming out of the Coastal.
Okay.
So, yeah for Wake Forest to win the Atlantic, they just need to win 1 of their last 2 games.
And out of Coastal, it's
Pitt right now.
So, do we want to see a Pitt-Wake Forest ACC championship game?
Ask that question again.
I mean,
I ain't hating. I'm just asking a question.
I mean, they got 300 students, so all of them will go. And alumni, how many got back?
Actually, all of them can't go.
They can't go.
Because some of them are international students. Oh, okay. So they go home.
Some of them over in Europe.
Yeah, they go home for the
No, so that would be interesting to see. Again, it's unfortunate because it speaks to the lackluster season for the ACC.
Horrible.
But I do feel good for Wake Forest and I feel good for Pittsburgh.
It just kind of just goes to show you how reliant people look at the ACC as just a one-team league generally with Clemson.
Yep.
And then obviously Miami, if they're good, they're going to because of the name recognition of Miami. But, yeah, when those two programs aren't, quote-unquote, doing well.
And sometimes Florida State back in the day. Sometimes.
Yeah, back in the day. But nowadays it's like, yeah, Florida State, good luck.
Well, I mean, how can you rely on teams like Carolina and State? They let you down. See what I'm saying? We put. What did we do this time? We start saying, you know what? Maybe the curse. Maybe it's over, right? Maybe we should just give them a second chance. They're gonna be who they are.
Yeah, particularly State. When State beat Clemson, all of a sudden the world changed, right?
Let's give them a chance.
We was here raving about them. Like, it's Dave Durbin has his team right.
Let's give them a shot.
This gonna be their year.
It's time. You are. Exactly.
It's just hard to get over the hump, but I don't know what the answers are on that one. What do you do?
Do the soccer team win? Do they win?
Man, I'm asking no crazy questions. Yeah, that's a damn soccer team.
I'm just trying to find a winner over there.
Bass fishing.
No, I looked that up the other day. It's been over a decade.
So what do you do? I mean, that's interesting, but again, we'll figure it out. But they had an opportunity on Saturday and down in Winston-Salem. We're talking the state. NC State Wolfpack, and they could not get it done. And that's unfortunate. I feel sorry. I feel sorry for them, K-Back.
I don't feel sorry for them. Because they had three chances in the fourth quarter down the stretch to take over that game and finish it out. And they didn't. And it ain't like Wake did so much to keep them from doing it. You know what I mean? They just kept driving. They just could get out of it. Then, you know, a couple silly penalties here and there. But, boy.
Well, maybe when they play, because we got Wofford. We mean Carolina. We got Wofford next week. We straight. Who does NC State play? I can't remember.
They have Syracuse.
Oh, that's a W for them. Well, it may not be.
Is it?
I know. I was going to say. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But whoever they play, which would be Syracuse, let's make sure they have their three things intact so they can get it done. On this good look, bad look Monday, they can have, of course, their Pepsi Zero Sugar, their Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, and the official sports apparel of the Sports Shop. Which is Under Armour, keep it right, keep it tight all night. It'll help. Help
me get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight.
Call the Park Bubba Sparks, Yin Yang Twins.
This time last week, I was eating a bowl of cereal. Like, you feel me? So I told Coach Rule it would never happen again, and it wouldn't. That one on me. But yet. I mean, I was eating cereal last week, you know what I mean? So that just puts things into perspective.
Put things in what?
In perspective.
Okay.
In perspective.
Hold on. Told Coach Rule what wouldn't happen. He wouldn't eat cereal again.
Oh, no.
What's going on there?
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Well, Bam Knight's going to try it again. He went 72 yards the last time. He's across the 30. Watch him go again. 40. 30, looking for the end zone, tiptoeing, he is in for the touchdown. You've got to be kidding me. 100 yards.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. We're getting it in big time on this good look, bad look Monday.
It's Mr. McGee.
Yeah, he was a tough dude
there.
What? D.L. Reese. K-Mac, right here on the Sports Shop. Dennis Scott's producing the show. This is how we get down. I mean, it's a real deal, man. But check this out. You can join the conversation at 919-890-6200. Hit us up on Twitter and IG at the Sports Shop 1. Because you never ever, number two, good look, bad look, money. What was good for you? What was not so good? Love to hear from you.
Get it right now.
So, as I mentioned before the break, A lot of great things happen. We're talking Panthers. We're talking the Hornets, man. By the way, North Carolina Central University, I just want to throw this in there. Don't sleep on the Eagles because they went up, of course, to Beehive. With Norfolk State lost to Delaware State, which puts Central right there in the middle of maybe winning the MEAC, which would be interesting if you think about it.
Let's go.
Give it a year. So we're going to talk more about that. There was some news that came out Saturday night that probably wasn't surprising to a lot of people. If you followed the Duke football program, you would have to agree that this year's it's not one of those years that that you want to hang your hat on. It's been a very difficult and disappointing year for Coach David Cutcliffe and the Blue Devils to the point where, you know, he's come over here a lot and talk about it. And they had a couple of decent wins, but they lost six games this year already? Six, I think it is. Seven. Yeah,
like six in a row.
Yeah, lost six in a row. Yeah,
that's
messed up. So, I've been saying all along, I don't know this, but my opinion was that I think Coach Cutcliffe is going to shut it down this year, K-Mac.
Yeah, we talked about it
yeah.
a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, we definitely said that's probably imminent. But one of the things that was highlighted was just how hard it is to keep great talent in the coaching staff. And as a number of coaches have gone on to be successful and having to replace that talent because that makes a big difference, right? Because those are your recruiters. Those are the guys that's coaching, you know, offense, defense, specialty positions, et cetera. And losing that depth and that talent makes a big difference in a program. And I think, you know, at this point, he may just be wary of trying to, you know, continue to recruit and continue to bring people in and bring, you know, and coach up, you know, great young talent.
Yeah, and it really speaks to, and on a reference, I'm why I'm using this because it's somewhat relative to Coach Cut. In fact, that's why Nick Saban's, you look at him, he got like 28 coaches in, over there, specialists.
Yeah,
and he get rid of guys. I mean, his offensive coordinator goes, defense coordinator every year they're gone somewhere.
Yeah.
But then somebody else to step right in. You know, everything continues to remain the same.
Yeah, and that's the depth. And that's the depth, right?
Yep.
So
exactly,
having that depth in the coaching ranks is critical to building a program.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not that conducive to building a successful season or a team, but building a program where you have repeated successful seasons and continue that. Mm-hmm. That's when it really starts to show.
Yeah.
That's when it really starts to show.
Yeah, and Coach Cut is a graduate of Alabama. That's why I made the reference. So
the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa, the capstone of higher education, the reigning and defending national college football champion.
Played well on Saturday. Got two big games coming up.
That's right.
We're gonna see what happens going forward. But back on but this guy built the Duke program to the point where, I mean, he was competing every year for the ACC championship. Every year.
Yeah.
You know, he has some great talent. And the article talks about, and they're right. He probably took Duke as far as he could take him personally.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Because having to rebuild again.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to think, right? So to get top coaching talent to come, they have to really believe that, all right, so are you going to still be here, coach?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing? Are we coming to, like when he first arrived here, he brought top coaching talent with him because they knew they were going to be here for a while and they were going to build
the
program.
Sure.
And at this point, over the last year or so, last 2 years, I'm sure he was being honest. He probably told some, I may not be here in 2 years. Right? I may not be here at the end. So you can't blame him for wanting, you know, for not committing to come to coach at Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Can't blame him for that.
No, you can't.
So. It is what it is, but speaking of successors, where do you think he's going to come from?
I was thinking about that last night. It's a tough one. If he hadn't stubbed his toe at ECU.
Scotty?
I would have said that, but that's not going to happen. Nah. I mean, I don't know where Scotty Montgomery is. He's a coordinator somewhere, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's somewhere in there.
Maybe they can steal Ruffin McNeil from NC State.
Is Ruffin at NC State?
I thought thought he was.
Yeah, I think he is over there. I think you're right. You're right. I think, but he's one of those coaches, like specialty coaches. I don't know. I would like to see him get somebody young and somebody that's kind of up and coming.
Okay.
Preferably from the SEC.
You don't know where Scotty Montgomery is?
Uh-oh. Where?
Running backs coach for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep. NFL. Well, there you go.
He served as offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach at Maryland in 2019, 2020.
Yep.
He got the hell out of there.
Yeah. Sure. So it's, I don't know, came back to the great question. I have no idea, but that's something maybe we can start throwing around. But Nina King, who's the AD, she just replaced, you know, coaching and waiting for Coach K with John Shire. So
she's starting out with a hell of an air.
I mean, hold on, guys. White guy been there 42 years, and other guys is, if not the most successful, the second most successful coach, football coach has been there. Steve Spurrier was there, of course, and was pretty successful too. But between Steve Spurrier and Coach Cutt, they're the two most successful, you know, in modern era. I think way back in 1800 or something.
But isn't that always the case though?
Yeah,
for us.
Yeah,
we get the job, but we don't get it when it's at its peak.
Oh no! Oh no! we don't get it with it. No player. You got my two coaches on the whole damn staff.
We've been baking pies all day. Here, you bake one. Where's the sugar? Well, we out.
And we don't have an oven either.
What?
You got to put it out in the sun and get it done.
You said you wanted to bake pies. So here you go. Congratulations.
Yeah, some people was like, what are you talking about? You'll get it. Just run it back. You'll get it.
Just listen to me. Just listen to me. Ask your friend sitting next to you.
So, but that is going to be the question, though. Who's going to replace him? I mean, it hasn't been announced, but we just speculating that it's coming. And I think if you know Coach Cutt, and I know him a little bit, you're like, man, I'm done with this.
If Cutt calls me and says, man, what the hell y'all talking about? I ain't going nowhere.
No.
I'm going nowhere, which we know better.
You know. No.
We know better.
Yeah, we know better.
We get it.
And by the way, if it is true, this is unbelievable. Hey, a better man than a coach. We know that for a fact. Just unbelievable.
And one
guy.
Of a friend to the show.
One of a friend to the show. Show so much love. And, you know, we'll have a chance to have this conversation regardless of whether he's retired or not. We're going to have it sometime soon.
So,
yeah.
quick story about Coach Cutt in this show.
Okay.
You guys are from Birmingham.
Yep.
And, you know. But I will say this. When we started this, we're going to the ACC kickoffs, et cetera, you know, they made a point to come seek us out and be a part of what we were building here.
Right.
And they told their AD, their handlers, whoever, ASID, they said, I'm going to be on that show.
Yep.
Well, you're not scheduled to be there. That's okay.
Yep.
Fit me in.
No, it's a very good point. And that helped us.
Even Coach K.
Right.
And so I was just thinking – so I think about things like that, right, and the contribution that they made. Because he didn't have to do that.
Mm.
He didn't have to be that way. He didn't have to do that. So, as you said, it made me think about it when you say he was a better man than a coach.
Yeah, because then he really talks about, he knows what we do. He knows what we do in the community. That's the first thing that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
He said, man, I love what you guys do in the Durham community. He told us, I remember way back when Central, North Carolina Central was playing Duke and, you know, the Battle of Bull City or whatever, and how he wanted us to be part of that.
Yep.
So you're right, Mac, 100%. And by the way, I just thought about that. Dabo Sweeney, same way.
Dabo did the same thing.
Same thing for us. So we.
No, you know, don't have to talk to Linda Hamilton, all they did, all that.
Hamilton, yeah, wow, man.
So a lot of these coaches, they go out of their way to help, you know, help us and help others. So.
And the elephant, well, not the elephant in the room, but the reality of it is that when we're there, we're the only, probably, definitely the only group on Radio Row that look like us.
That would be correct.
So let's make sure that they show us some love, and we appreciate that as well. I mean, it is what it is. Why are you going there? Well, hell, that's the obvious. So I'm not going there. It's the damn truth.
Hey, and I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to another coach that I know for a fact went out of their way to make our lives a little easier.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Coach.
That is right there.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Get money. Get rich. Better tap in. Welcome back to the Sports Shop. Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac, DC behind the glass. Man, you know what? We do this each and every Monday. Monday's no different. Let's get caught up on what happened over the weekend with B Knight Rider. What's up, B?
What's up, B?
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
What's going on, B? How we living?
Man, I can't call it. I cannot call it. I realized something over the weekend. I can't hang like I used to. It took me a whole 48 hours to get over a hangover from a birthday celebration.
Wow.
You went from a belated birthday celebration.
Wait till it takes you to the next birthday.
Yeah.
Wait till it takes you to the next birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Trust me, it's coming.
I'm like, it's here. I believe it's here already.
Wow.
But other than that, my weekend was really great, and we got some really dope news from over the weekend. You know, I reported on this a couple of weeks ago about Silk Sonic dropping their album on the 12th, and they did, and it did not disappoint.
Nice.
And like I said, it was really good. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. It really made me want to just pull out my skates and my Afro puffs just go to the skating rink, man, with my bell bottoms on. It was great.
Nice.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Right. Yeah, good stuff.
Well, like I said, one of the executive producers was Bootsy Collins.
Oh, okay.
Really?
That's my guy.
Bootsy, huh?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good executive producer right there. Put Bootsy on the track.
I know.
It ain't any better.
Did we leave her?
Is she leaving?
I want to hear that song. I want to hear some excerpts from that song.
Let me guess. Now, you know who they are, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you said you didn't like them before.
I know, but he teamed up with another guy, though.
Okay.
He's not by, she's talking about Bruno Mars, but
yeah, I'm
meant for whatever, man.
I'm just saying. I mean, all right, you back, B?
I'm back. All right, cool. I don't know what happened.
All right.
But yeah, your boy Bootsy Collins is one of the executive producers, so you know it's good. I mean, it really gives you the feels of the 70s. Everything you know about Silk Sonic, you know, Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. I mean, the instrumentation, the musicality. I love it. Me and my baby was jamming on Friday.
Oh, wow.
Going down the road. So he already knows some of the words, too. So shout out to my baby.
Wow. That's funny.
He's got good taste in music.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Throwing him early.
Next in movies and music and entertainment, the first look of Viola Davis as Michelle Obama in the Showtime series entitled First Ladies is that surfaced over the web.
Wait, hold on. Let's back up.
Back it up.
Who is playing the first lady?
Viola Davis is playing Michelle Obama.
Okay, so maybe it's just me, but let me ask a question.
No, you're just like everybody else on the web.
Okay,
because the memes. Right. The memes were like, you know, the internet is undefeated. So the memes were like instantaneous.
Right.
You just got to look it up. Viola Davis is Michelle Obama. Just look it up and you're going to see all kinds of pictures come up and comparisons. I know Viola Davis is going to do this role justice. However.
Yeah. However. Here comes.
However. I mean, who else do you think could have played Michelle Obama?
Like about 30 other people. I mean, well, somebody other than Viola Davis. I'll put it that way. Viola Davis, but great
Jada
actress.
Pinkett.
See, there you go.
Huh?
No. So you trying to be messy?
You trying to be messy?
Winnie Williams?
See that Winnie Williams? Hell no!
Hey, I don't think anybody's trying to see Jada right now. Yeah, okay,
trying
I really
Jada.
Don't think.
Willie trying to see.
Will ain't trying to see Jada either. That's what I'm saying.
You know what?
All because of you. Entanglement.
Exactly right.
Entanglement. That needs to come back around.
But no. Halle Berry?
No.
I was thinking Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, probably, yeah.
Sanaa Lathan. Sanaa
Lathan, probably. Maybe.
I can see Halle Berry more than Sanaa Lathan.
Yeah, but definitely not Viola Davis. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Tracy,
you know, she also has her hand in the cookie jar because her and her husband are actually one of the executive They're executive producers of the show.
Oh, that's the only reason she got that part.
So there's that. She does say that she goes on to say in an interview that it was terrifying, but an incredible honor to portray this incredible woman.
Okay.
So
okay.
Shout out to their executive producing credits.
Right. You know what? Ain't nothing never good enough for y'all.
No, I mean, never
good enough.
I mean, how she teed, yeah, but how she teed up? She knew she knew exactly what we was gonna say when she brought the story to us on this one. She knew exactly what we was gonna complain about Viola Davis compared her to the first lady. Are you kidding me? It's not a comparison, Reese. That's what it is. Because sometimes you want them to look similar. Anyway, let's go ahead.
Moving on.
Okay. So today, you know what? I'm done with y'all. Moving on to social media's most wanted. Now, this one, I don't know if you guys know this young lady or not. She's an Instagram influencer. Okay. Her name is Dana Chanel.
Okay.
Her real name is Casey Olivia, but she's been accused of scamming small black business owners out of thousands of dollars, according to Black News Channel. And I actually am familiar with this young lady. And
she got you?
She didn't get me. Oh, okay. She didn't get me, but I did inquire about her services, but my spidey senses went off and I was like, this seemed janky. And that was a couple of years ago. So it's actually been rumored that she has had shady business practices. And it's such a shame. You know, she has about 790,000 followers on Instagram, and she has Christian values, and she's a black woman owned business. You know, this is how she portrays herself, but she is currently being sued by the attorney general in Pennsylvania. He goes on to say Dana Chanel built a following online by presenting herself as a black woman owned small business success story. She advertised the products of her companies as a way for other black small business owners to achieve what she did. Then she ripped off the same community she claimed to care about. So yeah, she is under fire right now. Her husband, you guys might be familiar with this guy. His name is Prince Donnell Morris. He goes by Prince Don online. He also pushes stuff about credit and money and finances, but you know, when there's smoke, there's a fire. Okay. He might be the next one implicated in this case. And it's so sad. It's so sad. It really be your own people sometimes.
Right. Exactly.
It really be your own people. So I'm going to follow the story because I knew something was off a couple of years ago when I inquired about their services. And now look, here we go.
There it is.
Don't ignore your intuition, guys.
There you go.
It'll save you money.
All right, B. What else you got for us?
In Black Excellence news, we're going to talk about a young 8-year-old entrepreneur that's blowing them out the water, basically. Demetrius Gilmore, he actually started a line called Brown Boy Joy. And with the help of his mother, Luciana Gilmore, Demetrius created this company that aims at changing the narrative while inspiring and empowering young brown boys. So through toys and merchandise, you can set up a subscription for books, coloring books, and everything on their website, Brown Boy Joy. So I thought this was a really inspiring story. And these entrepreneurs, they're getting younger and younger, and I just love it so much. I love this for our community. And he's probably going to retire his mom like within the next year or so. That's what's being projected.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing. So shout out to Brown Boy Joy and entrepreneur Demetrius Gilmore. So that is my stories, you guys, for over the weekend.
All right, B. Appreciate you as always.
Yes, of course. And before I go, you know, I got to give a shout out to Raleigh Founded, one of our sponsors. If you guys need a place to go to get some work done, the kids is bothering you, your husband's bothering you, your wife is, they won't leave you alone, keep coming in the door. You got a place in Raleigh Founded to go get some work done, you guys. And they actually have a promo right now for 3 months trial, and you can use the promo code SPORTSHOP1. All right, guys.
Appreciate
Talk
it.
Talk to y'all next week.
Take All right, care, much babe. Love.
All right, Pete.
All right, Angela Bass.
Okay, now we're getting there.
Okay, you take that?
I'll take that.
Man, boy, you...
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes store.